The learning that we'll do this evening will be a memory of my grandfather, whose yahrzeit is tonight, tomorrow. Yosef Chaim Ben Baruch Halevi is Neshama Shet Aven Aliyah. Okay, so we're up to Mitzvah Vav, the sixth mitzvah in the Torah. So we spoke about last week that there is a mitzvah to shech the Korban Pesach, but we also know that there is a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. So we spoke about in our five-minute Mishnayos here, but if there are two mitzvahs, if there are one mitzvah to shech and eat, how does it work? So obviously the Chinuch and clearly the Rambam as well denotes that there are two mitzvahs, two separate ones, to shech and to eat. So let's see what this mitzvah to eating Korban Pesach is all about. So the Pasuk says, Ve'achlu es habasar ba'layla hazera, you have to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach that night, tzli ish, roasted by the fire, umatzos amror miyuchluhu, you have to eat it with the matzah and the maror, you eat them all together. Le'achol b'sar Pesach, so the mitzvah is you have to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach b'leil chamisha asar b'nisan, on the night of the 15th of Nisan, al pi tanaim shavakasav, right? According to the stipulations that the pasuk says you have to eat it, shenemar, as it says, v'achlu es habasar b'leil hazeh, right? This pasuk that we just quoted, the stipulations of eating it roasted by fire with the matzah and the maror and everything, that's how you have to eat it. So what is the underlying purpose and reasoning behind this mitzvah? So right, the same exact thing that we wrote with regarding the shechita of Korban Pesach, that mitzvah is all about remembering all the great things that God did for us. So too with the eating of the Korban Pesach as well. Kedelis kor, hanisim ha-gedolim, right? So that we remember all the great things that God did for us when He took us out of our slavery. Dini ha-mitzvah, the laws of the mitzvah, what do they include? Kama chayav kol achal le'achol mimeno le'achol ha-pachos, on the first hand, how much a person has to eat to fulfill their obligation of eating the Korban Pesach. So, in general, our normal assumption is that the minimum requirement to eat something usually is a kazayah, sometimes a kabetza, it depends on the situation. When it comes to Korban Pesach, you might be a little confused, because we know, right, if you looked at the laws of Pesach in the Passover guide that we put out, so it says that you're supposed to have two kazayas of matzah at the afikomen, right? So if we know that afikomen, if that is zecher the Korban Pesach, then why is it that we have to have two kazeisim over there? So it's a whole long sugya. In short, the basic reason is that the Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to eating afikomen, if we assume that this is the remembrance of the Korban Pesach, then the Shulchan Aruch says you only have to have one kazeis. The Ramah says you have to have two kazeisim. Why do we have two kazeisim? Several possible reasons, but one you could just assume is that we know that when we had the Korban Pesach, we had matzah and we had a Korban Pesach. So when we have the afikomen, if you're going to assume that you need the matzah and the Korban Pesach, and now we're only eating matzah, so instead of having one kazayas, you have two kazayasim. However, that said, we know, at the end of the day, if God willing, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt by next year, we'll only have one kazayas of the actual meat of the Korban Pesach, so that would be the minimum requirement. So that's one of the laws, how much you have to eat. And those who registered for the Korban Pesach, how they have to behave themselves, what exactly they have to do. That they can't leave the location of the group, right? They have to eat it with the group. Again, these are all things, this is a review for those of us who have learned 5 minute Mishnayos of Pesachim. These laws are all there. V'shelo yishnu, that you can't go to sleep until after having finished eating the Korban Pesach. So that's seemingly where the minhag comes, where people fall asleep the second half of the Seder after the meal. So maybe it comes from right here. V'yeser prata, and all the other laws that could be associated with Korban Pesach, mevarim b'pesachim, are all found in Mesachas Pesachim, as we said before. When and who does this apply to? In Ohegas, Ubin Akivos, Bizcharim, it applies to men and women. They have over aleha bitel asay, a person who does not do this mitzvah, violates is mavatel a mitzvah's asay. Uklal gadol b'chol Torah, this is a major klal throughout the entire Torah. L'chol she'omer she'yivatel mitzvah's asay, anyone who says that they are going to violate a positive commandment, shekofin oso beisin, that the beisin is allowed to force them to do the commandment, im yesh koach b'yadam, if they have the power to do so, ad she'yikayimenu, until he actually fulfills the mitzvah. So this is a weird thing that the Chinuch says right over here, because this is not the first mitzvah, even though we're only up to number 6, there were several mitzvahs already that we've learned, a couple at the very least. Mitzvahs asay that we learned that the Chinuch could have written that if the person does not do them, then the basin can force him to do so. So why over here does the Chinuch say that if a person does not do this mitzvah's asay of eating the Korban Pesach, that the basin can force him? Why didn't he say it earlier? So the Minchas Chinuch, right, the major commentary in the Sefer HaChinuch asks this question. He explains that the reason why the Chinuch writes this over here is because when it comes to, in particular, Bris Mila, right, where, again, the basin would have the right to force someone, and slaughtering, shechting the Korban Pesach, so in those two situations, so there you would think, okay, at the end of the day, when a person does these things, even if he's forced to do so, so you say, okay, fine, the person obviously would be yotzei, he would have fulfilled his obligation, even though he really didn't want to, the beis din forced him. But when it comes to eating, you would say, the normal way that a person eats is only if they want to do it. If a person is force-fed, that's not really a real eating. So the Minchas Chinuch says the reason why the Sefer HaChinuch writes this right over here, that a person will be Yotzi, will fulfill their obligation, even if they are coerced into doing so, is because even if a person eats the Korban Pesach based on being forced by the beis, then they have no desire to, they, I guess, literally open his mouth and make him, you know, force the food down his throat. Nonetheless, says the Sefer HaChinuch over here, even though that would be an odd way of eating something, still if a person would fulfill their obligation. So that brings us to the end of Mitzvah Vav, of the sixth Mitzvah, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mitzvah Zayin, but for now, we will stop right here.